Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Contractor Evolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy. I'm your host, Benji. It's almost the end of the year, and you've no doubt got big implementation goals lined up for you and your business. It's hope season for a lot of contractors. Maybe it's adding something new to your tech stack. Maybe it's a cute little brand refresh. I don't know, maybe like a new onboarding program for your sales team. Whatever it is you've got cooking, we all know what it's like to daydream about shiny new projects and how much better our business is going to be when they're done. And I don't want to be cynical, but there is a timely and poignant reminder to make here. Because if you look back at past years and all the implementation projects you had planned, how many of them did you actually get across the finish line? Right? Like the graveyard of good ideas not implemented for most entrepreneurs, myself included, is big. It's a big graveyard. Now, if you want professional help implementing systems into your contracting business, you need to check out Breakthrough Academy. We produce this podcast. We help over 600 business owners just like you. And you can learn more about us. You can check out our implementation process. You can book a discovery call with us if you want, all using the link in the description, because ideas are the easy part and implementation is everything. If, however, you're not ready for that kind of commitment yet, no sweat. This episode is a 9-part roadmap to becoming a better implementer. By the way, one last thing, there is a fabulous episode summary available for download. So what I want you to do is grab that using the link in the description, the second link in the description, and come back to it when you get stuck. Share it with some of the people on your team you're going to be doing these implementations with and use it as a guide later on. You're listening to Contractor Evolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy, where we systemize contracting businesses for growth. Keep listening to learn how the world's top contractors scale their companies, build killer teams, and make more while working less. Okay, first things first. Pick the right things to implement in the first place. I know this seems obvious, but let me explain. We have a very unique vantage point here at Breakthrough Academy in that we're able to peer inside the businesses of over 600 contractors. And from that vantage point, I can tell you with certainty a tremendous amount of time is wasted on the wrong things. Now, shiny object syndrome is the main culprit here. We get excited about softwares that are well advertised to us, a new must-have process that we hear about from a keynote speaker, and systems that we learn about on this very podcast even. The reality is, when it comes to what we should implement, the external world, the opinions of others, or what's trending should have almost no bearing whatsoever on what we choose. And this was the first really big aha moment for me when it comes to implementation. You need to listen to what your business is telling you it needs. I'm gonna say that again. Listen to what your business is telling you it needs. Think of your business like this little organism that's trying to give you signals. Right? There's data in your CRM. There's grumblings from your team and your crews as they come into or out of the shop. There's feedback from your customers that you get in writing or spoken word, or sometimes it's just a look or an expression. There's reports that you get from your accountant, right? There's all this stuff. The organism's voice is quiet, so you need to really pay attention, but there's almost no point in your entrepreneurial journey where your business isn't telling you something. And this is why I say the outside world's got nothing to do with it. Listen to your business. Follow the pain points. As a friend of the show, Paul Akers, says, fix what bugs you, or fix what's bugging your team. Is there a system, a process, a structure, a framework, a solution out there that could make that problem go away? So the first tip is implement the right stuff in the first place and don't waste time on distractions. Implementation tip 2, define your outcomes and make them measurable. Defining the scope of an implementation project is really just about answering 3 questions. What are we doing? Why? And how will we know if it's working? almost nothing of significant happens by accident or by luck. And this is especially true in business. So before we build a plan or start working on anything or assessing different options, we need to get crystal clear. And I'm going to use kind of an example here to just color in the point, okay? So what are we doing? We're implementing a new sales nurture and appointment reminder sequence. Why? Because we have too high of a no-show and reschedule rate on our booked sales appointments, leading to wasted time for salespeople and wasted revenue opportunities. Furthermore, we actually think we can boost our sales ratio up from 40% if potential customers receive a short but informative email a day before and a personalized automated text from our reps 30 minutes before appointments. How will we know it's working? Well, right now our show up rate is 75%, which means one in every four booked estimates is rescheduled to another day or it's canceled altogether, which is not great. We track this inside our CRM. Once we implement this sales nurture, we think we can get our show up rate up to 90%, which would mean a 15% increase in completed appointments. So our main KPI to track this is simply show up rate, and that's calculated as completed estimates divided by booked estimates. You see how clear that is? You can work out the logic path like this by answering those three questions in writing, so you don't forget, on virtually any implementation project. As a side note, if you can't track the results, then your first implementation project is getting that tracking in place because measurability and visibility come before anything else. Tip number three, don't reinvent the wheel. Now, I've made this point approximately 48 million times in other episodes, so I'll keep this brief. But there is nothing, and I mean literally nothing, that your business is going to throw at you where there isn't a book or a framework already developed to solve that problem. So my advice to you, and this is going to sound counterintuitive, but when you follow it, you'll see what I mean, is spend less time brainstorming solutions and more time researching experts. Buy their stuff, read it, and if you can afford it, hire them to coach you or guide you a bit. Think of your role more as an assembler of already existing solutions rather than an inventor of new ones. From people problems to technical issues, customer attention to brand strategy, whatever problem you're dealing with, just go read the book on it and then work from there. Great implementers do not reinvent the wheel. Tip four, make foolproof project plans. When we talk about implementation, what we're really talking about is project management. And what does every good project manager have before they start a project? They have a project plan. As you can imagine, the success rate of implementers with detailed project plans versus the I'll just wing it folks is night and day, to say nothing about the stress levels or chaos. Use Asana, Monday.com, ClickUp, Trello works. There are some incredibly good, inexpensive, and user-friendly tools out there that I would encourage you to play around with. Earlier, we talked about defining the project. You have a desired outcome, you have a why behind it, and hopefully you have some way to measure whether it's working. Now, from there, this isn't that complicated. You just reverse engineer the steps, right? Do a brain dump, figure out the key milestones, enroll the necessary team members and get them excited, assign some deadlines. It's not going to be perfect. You'll have a few details missing. You can add them later. It's not a big deal. Look, you already have this muscle well built. You wouldn't be able to build the homes or do the renovations or create the landscapes or install the roofs or do any of the amazing things that you do as a business if you weren't already pretty decent at getting done using a team of people with a mix of skills with a few given deadlines, right? So it's just like, use that same part of your brain for this. Implementation projects without a project plan are doomed to fail. Tip number five, delegate, don't dump. Do not, under any circumstances, fall for the fallacy that anyone other than you can build your business. You signed up to build a business on day one of your entrepreneurial journey. If you think your office manager, sales director, or some consultant is going to come in and build it for you, you are sadly mistaken. Now, this is a nuanced point, so I want to be really careful with how I articulate it. When it comes to implementation, your role is like the quarterback of an NFL team. I know, here we go with another football analogy, but this one really makes sense, so just bear with me. Let's use an offensive drive as a metaphor for an implementation project. On every single drive, the goal for an offense is the same. Score, right? To get down the field and do that, a quarterback is going to pass the ball to any number of receivers or tight ends. He's going to hand the ball off to one or more running backs. He may even scramble on his own 2 feet and pick up a first down if he has to. If he makes the right decisions and gets the ball to the right people at the right time, they score. And if he doesn't, they don't. It's pretty simple. The best quarterbacks in history, though, aren't idolized for their strength or their speed or their vertical jump. The best of the best, the Hall of Famers, are idolized for what? It's their ability to use the players around them and way less for their own athleticism. So that's the first part of the metaphor. The second thing that you're going to notice about quarterbacks is, unlike the other players who swap in and out depending on the play, the quarterback is on the field for every down. They're not doing it from the sidelines. They're not doing it from the locker room. No, they're involved with every single play. Okay, enough with metaphors. Here's my point. Delegate, but don't dump. Every year, we have a handful of Breakthrough Academy members who send their poor office manager or business development person or insert role here into our implementation meetings with one of our coaches. Now, this is always a major red flag for us because we know, but they don't yet, that this never works, right? I'll say it again. You signed up to build a business on day one. If you don't want to do that, no problem. Sell your business and do something else. But for heaven's sake, don't labor under the delusion that Stacy is going to do it or Todd's really good with spreadsheets. He'll figure it out. That would be like Patrick Mahomes breaking the huddle, giving the ball to one of his offensive linemen and saying, you guys got this, right? And then kind of waltzing off the field without even running the play, right? The O-linemen would shrug and look at each other and be like, no, we don't got this. You're the leader and facilitator of your implementation projects. Use the talent around you 100%. Loop people in where it makes sense. Generate excitement with your team and your stakeholders. But don't dump it off and hope that it's going to go well. It just never does. As your business and your leadership skills and your command of things grows, so does the level of complexity and size of project you're able to delegate. But always be involved with every single play. Delegate yes, dump no. Tip number six, find your milestones and celebrate them. Many implementation projects can be long and arduous. Meanwhile, the average attention span of the modern human is short and getting shorter. One thing great implementers do well is break their projects down into manageable chunks. They isolate specific moments along the implementation path and unabashedly cheerlead the team when they are hit. Let's say you're implementing new production SOPs. What are the milestones here? Selecting which facets of the overall production process you're going to standardize and creating that list. Boom, milestone one. V1 rough drafts of each. Boom, milestone two. Build out the final versions into Gemba Docs and print and laminate physical copies for every new crew. Boom, milestone number three. Your team needs these dopamine hits early and often, and it's your job to create them. Find your milestones and celebrate them. Tip seven, don't forget the change management part. Change isn't easy for people. Being entrepreneurs, there's a certain love of chaos that we all have. We get bored easily and sometimes crave change just for the hell of it. Employees, on the other hand, for the most part, are not cut from that same cloth. They want stability, predictability, and routine. And that all delivers a certain comfort and calmness that's really important to them. Change management is your ability as a leader to help your business and your people transition from one way of operating to another, from working with no CRM to using a CRM consistently, from training the team in an ad hoc way from memory to using thorough training checklists, from communicating with clients when they feel like it to following a specific communication SOP with strict timelines. So even if you are a master of project management, and you've mapped out the perfect plan, your team is making progress towards a fully implemented system, you are going to, I guarantee it, run into some blank stares from staff who might be a little overwhelmed. They might be confused or bored. They might even be checked out. This is really normal. As a young and super naive leader, I used to think that my team would be simply buzzing with excitement every time I shared a new system with them. They'd be like, oh, wow, Benji, this is such an incredible idea and solution. You're so amazing. We can't wait to adopt your newly devised way of doing whatever. You're so smart, right? This is not reality on any level. And I quickly learned and was very humbled. You need to spend as much time on the change management side as you do on the system or process itself. Now, you may remember, or you may not, but we did do an episode with Jeff Skipper on this very topic. So if you haven't listened or watched it yet, go check that out. It was episode 104. And in it, he teaches us how to start with the end in mind, sell that vision to your team and get them excited, set mile markers, predict and remove barriers that come up, deal with resistance when it arises, and measure success. For a deep dive on change management, go check that out. Tip number 8, audit. When it's all said and done, smart implementers ask themselves, is what we implemented working? And so here we go back to those outcomes that we clearly defined in step 2. Are we seeing the increase in show up rates that we wanted? Are we seeing a decrease in complaints from our customers? Are we seeing gross profit go up the way we hoped? Whatever the vision was, now is your chance to validate and reality test it with some data. And look, I've got some bad news for you. A lot of the time it won't work. And this is where contractors understandably get pretty discouraged. It's like all this work, all this effort for what? Don't give up, bail out, or chuck your new system in the bin. Here is where you need to get iterative. Comb through the data. Work closely with your team. What about this new thing that we put in place do we think is working? What still needs to be tweaked and by how much? You want to try some adjustments and monitor. 95% of the time, the result that you really want and we're going for the whole time is one or two minor modifications away. You've done 80% of the work. Stay focused. Finish with some fine tuning. Our 9th and final implementation tip is give your people breaks. Entrepreneurs secretly love chaos and employees don't. I said this earlier, but this friction is something you need to pay attention to. A mistake that strong implementers make is they forget to put themselves in the shoes of their employees. New processes, new software, systems, protocols, procedures, to the eye of the entrepreneur, this is growth. This is evolution. Our vision is coming to fruition. It's exciting. To the employees, though, this is confusion. It's stress. It's needless change. It's new all the time. It's like, wait, what? We literally just finished dialing this in. You're telling me we need a new system now? Give me a break. Change fatigue is a real thing, and it refers to the state of exhaustion, frustration, or disengagement that employees experience when they are subjected to continuous or frequent organizational changes. This can include changes to leadership, strategies, processes, technologies, or company culture. And over time, these repeated changes can overwhelm your team, leads to a lack of productivity, decreased morale, and resistance to future change initiatives. This is something that we need to keep an eye on as leaders. There's a dance that we have to do with our businesses when it comes to implementation. Sometimes we need to let things settle for a second, let our team catch their breath, run a simpler playbook for a season or two. Pay attention to what your team is telling you and honor that. Their appetite for new stuff will come back eventually, I promise. So that's it, guys. 9 ways to be a better implementer. If you've got ambitious goals this year, we are absolutely here for it. Hopefully these tips help you go crush them. If you're on YouTube, let us know what projects you're diving into this year in the comments. We'd love to hear what you're up to. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode of Contractor Evolution. If you've already subscribed to our channel, consider sharing this episode with another contractor who you think needs to hear it.